our first annual meeting.
I should have worn my coat. It's going to have to be a fast one.
With big windows. I'm just glad that it's at least feeling a little more winter out there than we've had with most of the winter.
Okay.
Whether we want it or not.
Yeah.
The last audit finding. Compliance with the fraud risk assessment. And so we organized the audit committee. But we'll take care of having the audit committee in place. And so far I've accumulated 22 continuing education hours towards the 40. So should be able to make 40 by the end of June. I've been doing I've been doing them since October.
So is this, I remember taking some fraud risk assessment training and they talked about preferring to have like a CPA on staff, and if not, at least someone with an accounting degree, which you have, right? Or both of you probably have, so okay.
Yeah,
so is that the related training that you're talking
about?
Talking
to the state, my MBA account with emphasis in accounting takes care of that.
Okay.
And then he's doing the continuing education, so that's what they want on top of that.
I see. Okay.
So
that was the two things that we got hit on with the fraud risk assessment was we didn't have a formal audit committee. And we had informal training, and so we
get
informal training.
That's fair, yeah.
And the second item on the agenda is any considerations or discussions you want to bring up that we should watch for, that we should plan for before June?
I haven't seen anything. I mean, now that court's gone, that cleared up a lot of our problems.
Yeah, this is our formal audit.
You can, though. It's public as well. It's 10.
I was about to say.
And I know how you love meetings.
We're almost all the way through our second agenda item.
Anyway, but yeah, because court was where our last finding other than this was court.
It was previous.
So,
do we, as far as that fraud risk assessment stuff goes, do we have long-term plans of getting a CPA, or at least a consulting agreement with a CPA or something?
Not at this point.
Okay.
We can't use it, if I have any questions, I can go and ask Diana Cannell.
Yeah, yeah.
But since she's our auditor, she can't be our CPA.
Yeah, yeah. Was she the one that did the audit?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll have everything except for that CPA.
Is she a CPA?
So we go. Their name? Did they change names?
Which you may.
Yeah, they used to be all the Jacksons.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's who we hire with. She's done it for a long time. But aren't we looking at Allison?
Yeah, Allen said he wants to take a look at
other firms just to
see.
The price just has really increased exponentially.
She does give us a price break according to what she's charging other cities, but it's still high.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. Is that just general inflation, or?
Kind of, which they also say they base it on, this is what they say, they base it on the previous years, how much hours they put in, so then they give an approximation of what they think they're going to use, but our hours went down, but we still went up. Like, I know they went down, because we were done way faster, and it still went up.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So
this year we tried to have things
like
in place to upload
as soon as
we could upload them.
I'm sure it's both. I'm sure it's like just CPI and then add on top of it. So, but I would tell you that only like some of the really big
cities. Warm, I love it.
Have the CPAs. Like most has, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. Like most, I mean, I don't even know of Tyson.
Oh my gosh. Who sat in this? Like,
I did that yesterday back there.
They are fired.
At STL, there's one lady who's really short who always lowers all the chairs down. And so you always know when she gets off the turn.
Welcome to our audit committee.
Oh my gosh. It makes you feel stupid. I did that in our last meeting down there. And I came in, I was the last one here, and I sat down, and it was, and I think they did it on purpose. Debbie will sit here.
It's the worst. Okay, so who are we waiting on?
Oh, no. We've already...
Oh, are you guys done?
We're almost done.
Sorry, I was late.
So we have a fraud checklist that that the state provides that we have to do every year. And so this was like basically the only thing that was on there that we didn't
have. That we have to have an actual...
Yeah, so everything else, we had checked the boxes. We do everything else that they request. It just we hadn't sat and talked about it.
Yep, that makes sense.
So...
And so our next meeting will be in July to see if there's anything brought up between now and the fiscal year end.
When within the fiscal year cycle do they perform the audits? Is that at the end of the fiscal year?
It's 3 months. So usually around 3 months afterwards.
Okay.
Because getting our accrual revenue, like Class C road funds and such, we don't see those sometimes until September.
That makes sense. Okay.
So it's either the end of September, beginning of October that I try and do it, but some cities do it in November.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
We just have to have
it
before.
When we do it.
It has to be done and presented to the city council before the end of December.
Okay.
So I think it's good what you do, because then if there are problems, you can deal with it.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, now that... Look at this part. I usually schedule the next one in March.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So before the other cities get there. But
appreciate that. That's good. Much better to be proactive and organized than reactive.
And luckily, Utah League is not at the beginning of October this year, so that will help out a lot.
Oh, do we have the October dates already?
It's at the end of October.
It's at the end of October?
Do you remember the exact dates? I'll look it up now. I'll just,
I want to say 22nd and 23rd, but I'm not positive.
Are you talking about the league?
Yeah.
Sometimes their website is super annoying. Like trying to find the dates. Mm-hmm. Like
you have to go through the calendar itself.
But then sometimes it's special events, and then sometimes it shows... Anyway, it's just annoying. But who is on our audit committee? Is it just me and Kenny, city council-wise?
No, it's just Kenny.
Oh, was I supposed to be here?
You didn't need to.
Well, that's what
you
should
probably
say.
You're our public.
Just so Alan tried to come too.
Oh, but then he ran away and found out he didn't have to. Oh, I mean, kick me right out. I have to come back in 2 hours. So
right now, the audit committee is the three of us.
Oh, okay. So. Great. That's probably great that I'm not involved. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's probably good to say, like, because then you could raise a flag that I'm like, hey, I'm trying to embezzle here. And you're like, hey, you can't.
I'm really watching her, so.
I've got to keep a close eye.
It's the fast lifestyle that I'm living right now. Hey, so I emailed Blake, and I was like, I should do this solid. So he said, on it. Is what he told me. So we'll see. He said that to me before.
Well, you know, because I really, when I was thinking about it, I'm like, if we bring up Village Park, I mean, we took that. That was their problem.
Yeah.
And we dealt with it.
Yeah.
And we're still dealing with it because I couldn't charge them $20,000 up front. Mm-hmm. So we just upped, like, they're paying more every month.
They're kind of eating away.
Yeah, so we ate it initially, and then we'll recoup it over the year. It'll take a year for us to recoup it. But we did that, you know? So
I'll
remind
him if he is at all.
And I actually think, as I was calculating it, it might be closer to 90,000.
Okay. I'm working on him, and then, I mean, I'm also doing him some favors, too, so. Close your ears, but, Kenny.
Oh, wait a minute. We need to adjourn.
Is it recording? Oh, well.
Are we
I don't have any other items.
Anything else? We're adjourned.
Okay.